Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're diving into something that low-key rules, like all our decisions, not just in the markets.
Oh, this is going to be good. Money psychology.
You got it. We're using this research paper, The Impact of Money-Driven Thoughts on Trading Decisions, which sounds kind of jargony.
A little bit, yeah.
But honestly, it's packed with stuff everyone can relate to. Think about it. Ever get that, like, anxious feeling before you buy something big?
Every single time.
Or maybe you've hesitated to sell something, thinking, what if it goes higher?
Well,
we're wired a certain way about money, and this paper dives right into that.
Lay it on us.
Okay, so they kick off with this line. When money constantly occupies your thoughts, it can significantly influence your trading decisions.
Okay, on the surface, duh, right?
Right, but it's how it messes us up that's interesting.
It's easy to forget that trading, even decision-making in general, isn't just about the numbers. It's psychological.
So, like, our brains on money are basically malfunctioning.
In a way, yeah. This research breaks it down into four ways that money focus throws us off, even when we think we're being strategic. Imagine your brain on money is like that friend who gets hangry, all bets are off.
Oh, I know exactly that friend. But how does hangry brain actually show up when we're talking money decisions?
Well, the paper lays out these four pitfalls. First up is emotional trading, fear and greed run the show instead of logic.
Oh yeah, that's relatable.
Then there's stress and anxiety when every market move feels like it's life or death. And of course, impaired risk management, making wild bets because you're not thinking straight.
Okay, so that's like letting emotions drive, getting stressed, and taking bad risks. What's the fourth one?
The old short-term focus. You're so busy chasing the quick buck, you miss the bigger picture.
Ooh. Short-term focus.
Yeah.
That one hits home even when I'm not thinking about trading.
Yeah.
But let's, like, break these down. What does emotional trading actually look like in action? Paint me a picture.
Okay, so picture this. You've been watching the stock, right? It's been climbing. You're feeling smart, like you're about to make bank.
Okay, I'm with you.
Suddenly, bam, market dips. Your stock starts sliding down. What's your gut reaction?
Oh, I'd be panicking. Selling everything before it all goes to zero.
Bingo. Emotional trading in a nutshell. Fear takes over. You sell at a loss. Maybe miss the rebound. Emotions one, logic zero, and it costs you.
Oof. Yeah, not ideal. What about those anxiety moments, though? You mentioned stress.
Oh, big time. Imagine you're at, like, a family dinner, but instead of being present, you're glued to your phone, freaking out over every little market move.
Dude, I can practically feel the tension just thinking about it.
Exactly.
Right.
It's exhausting. That's the anxiety trap. It's not even about the money anymore. It's affecting everything.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered the emotional stuff and the stress. Mm-hmm. What about that impaired risk management? That sounds kind of scary.
It can be. Think of it like this. You hear about this hot stock tip. Everyone's saying it's the next big thing.
Okay.
Deep down, you know it's a huge gamble. But that voice in your head, the one that's like, get rich or die trying, takes over.
Oh, no. I've been there. Not with stocks, but let's just say a certain sure win lottery ticket. Spoiler. It didn't win.
There it is. That's the impaired risk management in action. Greed takes over. And you're basically gambling, not investing. And when it goes south, which it often does, you're not just out the money. You've put yourself in a bad spot.
High stakes, man. Okay, last but not least, the short-term focus thing. This one's got to be tough with how fast everything moves these days.
It's everywhere. Imagine you see a tiny profit, you cash out, feeling good, right?
Right.
But you don't realize if you had just held on based on your plan, you could have made so much more.
So, like, selling a winning lottery ticket for a dollar.
Basically, it's about patience, which goes out the window when you're focused on the immediate win.
So we've basically been staring into the abyss of, like, all the ways we mess up with money. It's kind of scary, honestly.
Yeah, it can be eye-opening, right? But the good news is, this deep dive isn't about dwelling in the doom and gloom.
Exactly. We got to figure out how to, like, actually deal with this stuff.
That's what I'm here for. And the paper actually lays out some solutions.
Okay, because I was going to say, we need a plan, stat.
Yeah.
What's the first step to, like, untangling our brains from these money impulses?
First up, the classic develop a trading plan. Think of it like your North Star, your guiding document. Goals, risk tolerance, strategy, it's all got to be in there.
So, like, before I even think about buying or selling, I need to have a roadmap.
Exactly. That way, when the market's going crazy and you're tempted to panic sell,
which I'm very good at doing,
you look at your plan. It's like pre-committing to your strategy.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
What's next?
Mindfulness. And no, we're not talking about chanting and incense. Thank goodness. I was worried for a second.
It's really about noticing those money thoughts, yeah. The fear, the greed, all of it, without letting them control you. Like, you're about to make a trade, you're about to click the button.
Oh, I know this feeling.
Instead, you pause, take 5 deep breaths, notice what you're feeling.
So create some space between the impulse and the action.
You got it.
Okay, what else we got?
Realistic expectations. We all want to be millionaires tomorrow, but real wealth building, it's a slow burn.
So no get-rich-quick schemes.
Not if you want to actually keep the money, no. Aim for consistency, not a Hail Mary.
Slow and steady wins the race. Love it. What's next?
This one sounds a little boring, but stick with me, keep a trading journal.
Journaling feels like homework. Why is it so important?
Pattern recognition. Let's say you notice you always make impulsive buys when you see a stock mentioned online.
Oh, no, that's me. I feel personally attacked right now.
Exactly. Now you know your weakness. Next time, you're prepared.
Okay, so it's like calling myself out of my own BS. I can do that. Last one.
This one seems counterintuitive, but take breaks. Step away from the market.
Wait, really? Shouldn't I be like glued to my screen 24/7?
Think about it. Would you rather make a big decision after a vacation or after pulling an all-nighter?
Vacation, obviously. Yeah. But trading isn't exactly relaxing.
Exactly. Stepping away helps you reset. You'll come back with fresh eyes.
Okay, so we've got all these tools, but how do they work together in real life?
Imagine a trader who's always making emotional decisions, chasing those quick wins.
So like 99% of us.
Pretty much. So they decide to use these strategies. First, a trading plan, their roadmap for everything.
No more flying blind.
Right. Then, mindfulness, they take those deep breaths before making a move. Realistic expectations, they're playing the long game.
They're journaling like crazy, learning from their mistakes.
Taking breaks to avoid burnout. Now, do they become millionaires overnight? No, but that's not the goal anymore. They're making smarter trades, feeling calmer, and they're actually enjoying the process.
That's the dream. It's like their whole relationship with money has shifted.
Exactly. It's not just about the money itself. It's about making choices that align with your goals and your values.
This has been such a great deep dive. We've learned that, like, we all have a complicated relationship with money, but with the right tools, we can make it work for us.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So whether you're navigating the stock market or just trying to, like, not buy those shoes you definitely don't need.
They've all been there.
Remember those 5 strategies. Plan, mindfulness, realistic expectations, journaling, and take breaks. And on that note, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Catch you next time.